Part B.
Before we go on to the Q&A session about Dr. Watson's lecture, let's hear from our panelists, science writer Mr. Jason O'Neill and Marine Life Times reporter Ms. Michelle Lee. Mr. O'Neill, what's your reaction to Dr. Watson's lecture?
I'm really impressed that Dr. Watson pointed out the importance of getting the attention of the general public.Raising public awareness is one of my goals as a science writer. Science is quite often too difficult for lay people to understand. However, science is not something only specialists can appreciate. It should be something the general public benefit from. In this sense, the polio vaccine story helps ordinary people, even small children, to become more interested in science.
What's your opinion, Ms. Lee?
As a medical practitioner, Dr. Watson knows how important it is to interact with patients and non-specialists. I also find it interesting that Dr. Watson mentioned serendipity in the end.
Serendipity?
Yes. It's a word deriving from a fairy tale, the Three Princes of Serendip. The princes are always lucky enough to make discoveries by chance.
So serendipity is a kind of good luck or happy accident.
Right. Scientific discoveries are full of serendipity. Take the discovery of the coelacanth as an example. As you know, the coelacanth was believed to have gone extinct long ago. However, in 1938, a museum staff member, Marjorie Courtney Latimer,discovered the fish while trying to collect museum specimens in South Africa. The discovery came completely out of the blue. Nobody, including Courtney Latimer, thought about looking for the coelacanth, which they thought no longer existed.
I agree with the idea that serendipity or good fortune can be key factors in scientific innovations. However,I wonder if mere luck leads to such innovative discoveries.
Do you mean there's some particular element that triggers serendipity, Mr. O'Neill?
Exactly. Even when scientists feel that luck brought them discoveries, they actually had knowledge and intelligence that enabled a breakthrough. This is also true of the case in which Courtney Latimer discovered the coelacanth. Without her knowledge of biology, she would have easily overlooked the fish.
The serendipity that happened to the songwriter of A Spoonful of Sugar might have been more than a pure lucky break, too. It must be that his past experiences brought the inspiration for the song.
You see my point, Ms. Lee. In many fields, it seems, serendipity helps those who help themselves.
That's an interesting thought, Mr. O'Neill. It's true, serendipity seems to come to someone who tries hard.Getting back to the subject of vaccines, the discovery of the chicken cholera vaccine is said to have been the product of pure luck. French bacteriologist Louis Pasteur went on vacation, asking his assistant to take care of his bacteria. However, the assistant neglected the task and took a vacation too. When he returned, Pasteur injected the old bacteria into some chickens and found that the weakened bacteria gave them immunity or resistance to the disease. This seems like it's just luck, but Pasteur said, "Chance only favors the prepared mind." A serendipitous discovery comes to those who are deeply familiar with their fields and recognize an opportunity when it arises.